For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek. Republican lawmakers in Missouri are again trying to pass legislation that would bar some unions from automatically withholding dues from employees. Marshall Griffin has details.
The bill would require public employee labor unions to get annual written permission from each employee before it can withhold union dues or use those dues for political purposes. Jay Atkins with the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry testified in favor, saying organized labor has a significant advantage over its workers compared to non-union employers.
Based on the circumstances in my life, I was given the opportunity every year to either opt in or stay out of having monies deducted from my take-home pay. They had to ask my permission to do it every year. Unions don't.
Several labor groups testified against the bill, including two that said employees don't have to agree to a union's payroll deductions. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A similar bill was passed by the GOP-controlled General Assembly last year and later vetoed by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon. A new student housing complex will not be coming to Columbia after protests from residents and a failed rezoning request. New York City developers Park 7 Group wanted to rezone land at the northeast corner of Stadium Boulevard and the Cinnamon Hill Lane-McGuire Boulevard intersection to make way for an 899-bed student housing complex. Residents of the Shepherd Hills subdivision, which backs up to the land's north side, came out in strong numbers in opposition to the request at last night's Columbia City Council meeting. Mayor Bob McDavid voted in favor of the apartment project, known as The Avenue. He says it's unrealistic for residents to think the land will remain undeveloped.
It's in an area that directly abuts major roadways. And so it's not going to stay a forest. I mean, it's just... When you have property fairly close in the university that abuts State Boulevard and Highway 63, it's really unrealistic to expect it to stay agricultural.
Prior to this latest rezoning request, the development group wanted to build a student housing complex downtown, but that was denied also because of a lack of infrastructure. An Oklahoma compounding pharmacy linked to Missouri's new lethal injection drug is now seeking a license to do business in the neighboring state. KWMU reports the Apothecary Shop of Tulsa requested licensure in both Missouri and Texas in a January 13th letter to the Oklahoma State Board of Pharmacy. Missouri laws allow the state to keep the identity of its execution drug supplier confidential, but both the public radio station and attorneys for a Missouri man put to death last week say they have used public records to identify the Oklahoma pharmacy as the supplier. An apothecary shop spokeswoman told the Associated Press the licensing request was related to a business restructuring. She declined to discuss the company's possible role in Missouri executions. The number of people receiving autism services covered by insurance has risen significantly under a still relatively new Missouri law. The state insurance department says insurers paid for more than 3,000 people to receive autism services last year, an increase of 22% from 2012. The claims totaled $8.2 million, up nearly 27% from the prior year. A 2010 Missouri law requires health insurance companies to cover specific autism therapies, including what's known as applied behavioral analysis. The National Weather Service in St. Louis has issued a winter storm warning for heavy snow across Missouri. Forecasters are calling for 5 to 7 inches of snow in Columbia between today and Wednesday morning. Meteorologist John Carney says the snow will probably continue on and off for most of the day.
The initial burst of snow might be fairly heavy there in the morning. It might pick up a few inches pretty quickly, and then it'll kind of taper off down to a more light snow that'll just gradually accumulate into the overnight hours.
Heavy snow is also expected in the Kirksville area. Al Patrika is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Kansas City, Pleasant Hill. Their latest estimate is between 7 and 9 inches in the Kirksville area by the end of the storm. Columbia Police said in a press release that the best advice for driving in snow and ice is to not drive at all. They say if drivers do go out, they should wait until plows have removed snow and ice, then allow extra time to get to their destinations. In preparation for yet another winter storm expected to blanket Missouri, Governor Jay Nixon on Monday warned citizens of the dangers while promising additional resources for those struggling with the increasing costs of propane. KSMU's Scott Harvey reports.
Nixon's office is pledging another $14.9 million in federal funds through the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program distributed through local community action agencies and is doubling the amount that each household can receive for propane assistance. Speaking before MoDOT officials in Springfield, the governor would not comment on the status of Attorney General Chris Koster's propane investigation, but did say it will be a lengthy process.
We don't have that kind of time. The temperature's going to be down to below 10 this week in northern Missouri. Propane prices have doubled. That's why we felt that this morning it was important to get this additional almost $15 million out to the people most in need.
An estimated 10% or 245,000 Missouri households rely on propane to heat their homes. I'm Scott Harvey.
A Missouri House committee is considering legislation aimed at curbing the governor's budget power. A constitutional amendment proposed by House Republican Todd Richardson would let the legislature override budget cuts enacted by the governor with a two-thirds vote. Currently, the governor can control the rate at which appropriations are spent and reduce spending when revenues are below the estimates upon which the budget is based. The House General Laws Committee scheduled a hearing on the proposal today. There have been budget disputes between Democratic Governor Jay Nixon and the Republican-controlled legislature. Nixon froze $400 million in the current year's budget while citing concerns that lawmakers would override his veto of a tax cut. The veto was sustained, and much of those funds have been released. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.